Everyone, it has been a very interesting day, technical problems notwithstanding, and other minor annoyances have made this day a joy to behold. So, without further ado, Rebecca Jernigan is stepping in for a guest of mine who never showed, so it's all good. Let's see. I'm going to give you an introduction, Rebecca, since you've been so kind as to do this very last minute. Rebecca Jernigan is a channel translator for the Elohim, psychic mother, grandmother, speaker, healer, teacher, cook, talk radio show host, and wonderful intuitive extraordinaire, I would add. Let me see. Her talents and experiences are wide and varied. She's a natural energy sensitive, possessing a unique ability to define what energy signatures are and where they go. Her gifts of remote viewing, timeline jumping, and clairvoyance combined with her experience in these and many fields have resulted in a unique experience for those who have availed themselves of her services. And she has done everything in the past, from hosting her own television show to working with police on missing person cases, crime solving, and doing readings at psychic fairs, hosting her own radio show, house clearing of energies, and developing classes on and teaching classes on meditation and tarot. So, and in the background, we have my dog drinking water. Oh, yeah. All right. So anyway, Rebecca, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much. Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for everything. And I love the dog drinking water. And just to kind of recap, we were trying to do the live event today. And where I'm at, there's a dog. And during, you know, if we'd have been on the live event, the dog would have been in the background during that. Barking. So you've got to love the joy and the wonderful timing of our animals as we surround ourselves with them. It's fabulous.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really fascinating to me that he only eats and drinks water when I'm on the air. And
sure.
And when he's not doing that, he's squeezing his toy or chasing the cat. So it's all good.
Sounds like home, dear.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, so with that out of the way, what I'm going to do tonight for those that are listening, and I have to say I haven't even – it is weird. I can't explain it. It's a very weird day today, and it did start out strange, no doubt about it, and that probably put me in a strange state of mind anyway. Then my webmaster was sick. That didn't help. I was missing in action initially, and then I found out he was sick, as these things will be. And then, on top of that, I nearly actually decided to just, I don't know, I forgot completely about the radio show. I almost didn't make it. So it's kind of bizarre. I can't explain it. It was in some kind of time lapse, but I know it's October 31st and therefore we have Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, so I know that's going on. But with that in mind, I don't know. Rebecca, first of all, tomorrow morning we will try to reconvene and do the Egypt discussion with the various speakers and myself. And Rebecca is one of those speakers. And so for whoever's listening, if you haven't been interested in the Egypt trip and you've been thinking about it but you didn't want to, you know, sort of risk it or whatever the reason was, this will be a very interesting discussion, so you can kind of get different speakers' points of view. And I have to say that we do have a good group, so it's bound to be a fun trip. And I am inviting a couple of, whistleblower types. Whether they end up being able to come or not is actually going to be up to you, the listener, the guest, to some degree, because we pay for their tickets out of whatever comes our way in terms of how many people sign up. So this is how it works. And at the moment, I think we've got about 23 people, and that does not include the speakers, and there's three or four of us, plus Tommy and a possible whistleblower or two. So I guess we're kind of getting close to almost 30, but we have plenty of room. We could actually have 60 people if we wanted. And this is going to be a very good trip. It's because I've been to Egypt several times, I've had a chance to really scope out what's the good stuff and what's not. So we're not going to be led astray by guides that take you to things that don't matter, which won't be mentioned here on the air.
Good idea.
But let's just suffice to say that you'll be in good hands, and of course it will be a Camelot trip and experience, and with me being an intuitive and Rebecca being intuitive, it's bound to be an interesting, let's see, Hugh Newman, he's a dowser, so he's something of, you know, for all intents and purposes, that's an intuitive skill, and you know, he just specializes in that area. Tommy is obviously an intuitive as well, and who knows who all will be on the trip. We've got many people attracted to coming. We do want to hold the light in that area of the world. So that would be very good for us. And we'll see what happens with all of this. So not to go into the Egypt thing so much tonight, but just wanted to sort of let people know. And Tommy, I either got Tommy or this other very kind standby individual, Jerry, who helps with filming live events from time to time, does step in behind the scenes on the web and helps us with our live events also. And he's gonna be standing by tomorrow morning. I am promised one of them will be there because obviously I can't handle this by myself. And live stream had technical difficulties, whatever that means, for their whole channel. So I'm assuming that maybe they're back east somewhere and maybe they were affected.
Well, I do know, Carrie, is that even if they aren't back east, is that there was some internet hubs that were having issues. So depending on where they were connected in at, that could have been a problem. And there was a lot of power outages. And again, it depends on where everything was routed. So, you know, we're dealing with this technology that, you know, everyone thinks is so fabulous. And, you know, the energetics just don't support it. So, you know, for people that go in and, you know, every day I come in and turn on my computer, I don't have a predetermined notion that it's actually going to work.
Oh, well.
Not anymore.
Okay. Well, you're a wonderful exception to the rule. And I think that in a certain sense, we do sort of have to cop to the fact that that may actually be the case more so that rather, you know, more often than rather than not.
It just doesn't always work the way we think we are. I mean, you know, and, you know, it's a good time to talk about this, Carrie, because, you know, I do a radio show just like you do. You know, I've been doing mine for, you know, 11 years now. And it's only been recently, when I say recently, within the last year or so, that the issues surrounding the broadcast are becoming they're more than just fleeting. You know, it's not like that momentary little blurp in the screen, so to speak. They become more commonplace than they ever have. And yet, when people are looking at their software or they're looking behind the scenes or they're following the signals or, you know, whatever the engineers are doing on their behalf, you know, they're going, well, this is, you know, saying this and this is that. This shouldn't be happening. But the point is, it is. You know, the point is that it is happening.
Yeah.
You know, tells you something. You can't ignore, even though there's not a quote-unquote logical explanation, maybe logic has nothing to do with it. And so, you know, that's kind of where I think all this is. And like, you know, you were there, you were logged into Livestream or into, I think we went to Ustream, and it showed you being on some way, but yet nobody else could hear us. So it's just this whole thing that we have this expectations that things are supposed to work the way that they're supposed to work, and they aren't going to be doing that because of the energetic shifts. And they just are so frequent anymore, along with the, you know, hands-on interference that we get, you know, 99% of the time around this globe.
Yeah, and you know, I think because you maybe because you've been on radio for so long, you're sort of very familiar with the terrain and having sort of downtime on things and whatnot. But you're also an astrologer, so I think that perhaps you've looked at the, you know, whatever's going on energetically in that way, and you're also, you know, there's the bottom line that everyone knows that we have these energies coming into the planet, and I have to say that today was particularly strange, impactful, whatever you want to call it. Not sure why. I don't know astrologically even why, but I imagine there's something going on with 31st this time of year at the moment. Do you have anything to say about that? Do you have any thoughts on the astrology that we're facing at the moment?
Well, first of all, let me just say I'm not an astrologer per se. I actually pick up on what others perceive as astrology in just an energetic fashion. And what I normally do, Carrie, is when I get these hits or these dings, I will call somebody that is an astrologer and I'll say, what's going on with the planets? They'll tell me what's going on with the planets, and then it fits right in with what I'm already picking up on a different level, which is an energetic level that I have to somewhere find some, you know, terminology in order to make it, you know, coherent to others of what it is that's happening. But and I do know that we have just went through this eclipse that's here. The interesting thing is, and we'll talk a little bit about this in a minute, is the election, what's actually going on astrologically during the elections, because that's going to be a really, really interesting thing to share that my astrologer that comes on my show talked about, that has some huge implications for the day of the astrology. But being that this is October 31st, this is a huge day for what we would call the magics, the occultism, the rituals that are also going on the planet itself, as well as whatever's going on out in the cosmos, in the solar system. You get that and you start compiling one thing on top of the other, along with the interference, as I call it, again, it's constantly bombarding us. You have got just some kind of a recipe that makes most people just, you know, it's, you know, I call it brain leakage. I mean, you just kind of go, wow. And I'm supposed to do what with this? Now, yesterday I had my weird day. I mean, seriously, all day I was in this absolutely the most strange space I think I've been in a very, very long time. Even for me, it was a strange space to be in. And when I got up today, I felt as if the cloud, so to speak, had kind of dissipated a little bit. But the energetics here today are very odd. And to give you an example, today's Halloween. And where I'm at, there's never any trick-or-treaters, ever. But this year there is. Never have them. But this year there is. So you see, it's just like, okay, so everything's shifting. It just shifts. It's in a constant undulation. And as I was watching you today going through the live stream, trying to get this event going up, because I'm really looking forward to this event with everyone. I think it's going to be so much fun. But we'll talk more about that later tomorrow. I just knew, because as I was looking at it, the way that I look at things, I could see that I was like, okay, so something here is disconnected. It's not connecting up. It's not allowing this connection so that this will become something that's a smooth transition. So the intention is to get everyone out where they can be heard and be broadcast. And I knew it wasn't going to happen for you. I just knew it wasn't. I mean, I and it had nothing to do with your capabilities or abilities at all. It was literally the energetics. There was a disruption, huge disruption today.
Yeah.
And my internet has been acting kind of strange today. So my emails, they just sat there. I couldn't get them to come into my email client. They were sitting out on the server and, you know, just stuff that shouldn't be happening. But the less that we can become frustrated about it, the better off we all are.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really the sort of, I guess, a message of the moment, you might say, yeah, where we can kind of take all of this in stride. And I have to say that often I do. I'm even amazing myself in that regard. But once in a while, it does get to me.
For real, in
sort of more of an overall way. In other words, because I've been doing this so long, it's not so much the specifics. It's more the grind of trying to do this every day and having obstacle after obstacle gets a little tiring. And then, you know, the money thing is always, you know, kind of doesn't add to it in a real nice way. So.
Oh, I'm feeling what you're putting down there.
weirdness out there abounds. I have very weird emails from people. Sometimes they're extremely nice, and sometimes they're completely psychotic.
Yep.
Just really wigged out people. So what can you say about all that? It is a sign of the times.
It really is.
You did intrigue me when you said that you knew certain astrological, I guess, alignments that had to do with the presidential election. Yep. And I know it just sounds mind-blowing to me, but next week is when people vote. Is that actually?
Yeah, according to the calendar, yes, that's when they're supposed to vote. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I do want to go down. I know we're kind of kidding around here, but I wrote an article on the front page earlier. I think that was last night or today. I think it was last. I don't even remember when it was, to be honest. But in the last 24 hours, I wrote it. And I have to say that it was based on what apparently was the arrest of an admiral by Obama. So this is all very exciting. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. I'll give you an example of that. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. The government doesn't lie and engages in disinformation. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Talk a little bit, anyway, about the recent so-called coup in our American government. And I don't know if you saw that article that appeared first on Press TV. It was written by Gordon Duff, who also writes for Veterans Today. And then I think what I understood is he also put out another article on Veterans Today about the same subject. The trouble is, and I wrote an article on my website, on my blog about this, is that it's completely unclear what's really going on because it appears that the so-called bad guys that were orchestrating a coup wanted the exact same things that the Bush cabal wants, that is more or less running the White House. And so I don't know why they'd arrest people for wanting the same things they do, which is to invade Iran and make one world government, et cetera, et cetera. So they are accusing the people who were so-called plotting of plotting in collusion with the Israeli lobby. Well, who's more in bed with the Israeli lobby than the American government? I really don't know. So I'm not sure who's fighting who here. It's I think this is ludicrous. I do think that the admiral, they sort of chose to force down, you know, to step down, might be somebody who has a conscience or has something interesting to say that they don't want out there. And they certainly didn't want him to be in a position of military power in any way. So I have to say that the entire story doesn't hold up. And I do know there are plenty of groups that would love to orchestrate some kind of coup. And then the other thing is that the coup is supposedly a coup that's going to happen after Obama wins the presidency again, which is an interesting you know, that in itself is a little interesting, basically saying that, okay, I guess that I don't even know what to say. What happened there? What is going on with Obama and with I guess the military maybe doesn't like him. They'd like to see him step down, but I have to say that they better do a coup, because the person that is slated to step in his place is Romney, and he, you know, he could only just be quite a bit worse. So, in my opinion, and based on his financial performance, let's put it that way, that has been fairly exposed in various places, including on the White Hat's website. So that's just something to be aware of. So there you go. It's looking very strange. And as far as having an election between these two guys, many people will know who read my blog that I had a dream, a very clear dream about Obama, in which he was stepping down. So in order to step down, since there's only a few days left in this administration, I would imagine he would be stepping down as a result of either losing the election or winning it and then having to step aside because of certain matters that come to the fore. There are some people saying we're going to have a revolution in this country if he wins, and other people that are saying if Romney gets up there, there's going to be sort of a lot of craziness as well. So what do you have astrologically for that time?
Got some feedback there. Hang on. Got a loop going on. When my astrologer came on, her name is Nancy Ogren, when she came on, she talked about what happens Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday for Election Day. And there are three planets that are going to line up in the most interesting lineup here, Carrie. I've never heard of this before. But they line up right directly over what we consider a black hole. And her understanding is, as she looks at this astrologically speaking, is that even though the elections may happen, that we may not actually see the outcome, the actual outcome of it, for days or weeks later. And, of course, there's already rumblings across the country about different problems with voting booths or how they're being used and what's going on with them. That's already being presented. Florida is one of the big states having a hubbaloo, and there was another one that I was reading about a few days ago where they were having difficulties, and now we have this all out here on the East Coast. What happens with all these people that are left without power? Are they still going to be without power for the election?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to hold off and allow those voters to vote once their electricity goes back on? What's going to be the determination? We get into that whole Sandy thing because that's part of all of this too, right? This is like the events leading up to this whole thing.
Right.
Very staged. Yeah. The technology was there. I knew it when they were talking about it. Because the most interesting thing was a week or more before it even got to the tip of the United States, this hurricane, they already told us, well, it's supposed to go in this direction, but it's going to make a left-hand turn. Now, how would you know that? How would you know that? I mean, I seriously, when I listen to what people say, what draws my attention is the untruths that come out of their mouth. And so most people really don't pay attention to what they're actually saying. And a lot of people just regurgitate because they're paid to regurgitate information. I mean, and they don't question it. The ones that do question it are the ones that usually are in fear because they'll lose their job or... it's all about this fear-mongering thing. I mean, we could go levels deep here. I'm trying to keep it into the topic at hand. That being said, you look at it and you go, really? Now, how would you know that unless you know something that nobody else knows, which means This is a planned event. This was orchestrated. And I don't think that the outcome of it, by the way, was exactly what they had anticipated. However, it could have been just enough a kink in the program here to where what happens to all these people if they're still left without power for the voting? Do you think that that's not going to raise some ire for people if, you know, the diehards that go out and vote, that they can't get to the voting polls, or that the voting polls aren't even up, or there is no place for them to vote at? And you think that
that's a good point. And I have to say, having lived in New York City a while back, New York City is not known for its technology. its expertise in that particular area. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting seeing that city get back on its feet after, you know, all the flooding that went on over there, in at least in some portions of it. And I haven't seen the reports on everything. But, well,
so let's talk about the black hole.
Yeah,
what do you think that does? Think about that. Just think about the, you know, the dynamics. And, of course, a lot of it is we don't really know what goes on in the energy, but what happens when we're aligned with a black hole on our election day. You know, even just saying that kind of gives you the creeps, you know what I mean? We're lined up with a black hole on election day. It doesn't bode well.
Interesting. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, you know, we have three callers holding right now.
Okay.
So what we can do is see what they're up about. And actually, they disappeared.
Oh, no.
No, sorry. One of them is still there. But okay. The others, just as I said that, I just disappeared. So here we go. Okay, I'm going to take this call and, you know, what the hell. So area code 206, you're on the air with Rebecca Jernigan and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Rebecca. Good, great show. Hey, I just have a simple question. I've tried to find the answer to this, and I thought, who better to ask than Carrie Cassidy? when you look at Obama's head, and you look at it on the right side, there's a very distinctive and large scar that runs vertically up the side of his right head, and it seems to even go around in the back. It looks like he's had brain surgery. And no one has ever mentioned this, and it seems so obvious to me that he has a scar. Do you have any input on that?
That's very interesting. I don't think I've heard that before, but I guess I haven't examined his head that much personally. But I can say that if that were the case, obviously that would be evidence of something. But like I said, I haven't heard that. So you're just seeing a scar that no one else is seeing, or have you actually seen other people report about this?
Yeah, I've seen other people write about it and speculate about it, and I've seen photos of the scar, you know, kind of close up. But nobody, of course, in the you know, major media has ever addressed it.
Right. Well, obviously, you know, there could be all kinds of things go on there. I wouldn't like to say whether it's possible he's been, you know, mind controlled or has implants or whatever you might say. He also could have had some kind of injury. There could be a lot of things going on with Obama, needless to say.
Right.
I believe, you know, as far as I know, he's not cloned yet, but, I personally believe that I agree with Richard Hoagland that he is not quite exactly as he says, but I believe that there is a genetic marker from Tutankhamun and the regime linking him back to the bloodline in Egypt, and that there's a purposeful reason why he was chosen to be president at this time. What is very interesting to me, at least based on my dream, my recent dream that seemed extremely lifelike, was that on some level he seems to have failed his mission, and maybe not just his own fault, but in part because of what he's up against and what he's been up against since day one not only his own failings, one might say, you know, on a personal level, maybe at being able to stand up to such things, but on top of it, simply because, you know, the squeeze of the Bush cabal, as I've written, has been too intense. And then, of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who in many ways was his, what many people say was his handler or whatever you want to call that. So it is a really interesting dynamic what's going on in America today. And I don't think it's idle speculation that on some level the game being played here is absolutely heightened. And what happens here is the eyes of the world are on it. One of my guests recently, William Dean Garner, actually said that, you know, this was the last bastion of freedom and liberty, and he emphasized the notion of liberty, in other words, being free to do things here in America as opposed to the rest of the world. That's a very interesting statement, and I happen to agree with it. And this gets into sort of more metaphysics in that sense than sort of literal truths, because in literal truth, sometimes you can get away with stuff in other countries, but the conformist or sort of overall kind of mind-controlled conforming to society, not stepping out of line mentality is really intense around the world. Americans had a different sort of philosophy or social mores, which allowed them to rebel against the system and to feel that they would be in the right for doing it. And we have a long history in that regard, even so much as you might say how America was created. So whether people think that that's gone by the wayside or not, I think there are plenty of people that still have that within their hearts and minds. And I think that's what people are going to have to draw on in the coming days. And it's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out. We certainly live in interesting times. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask, Colin?
Yeah, I guess I'll just throw one more thing out there, Kerr. Mitchell Coombs, the guy who predicted the Japanese earthquake, and I guess he's based in Australia. He's very mysterious, but he seems to believe that the storm on the East Coast was actually a cover for the supposedly accidental release of some kind of toxin or viral agent that would occur from a train derailment. And, you know, I'm not saying this is true. It was just something he posted on his Facebook page, and then it was taken down. So I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe the storm was cover for something else.
Yeah. No, I guess we're going to go to a break, but thank you, caller. That was very good information. Actually, I do think it's very suspicious, this storm. It's clearly got all kind of harp signatures, et cetera. So it is extremely suspicious. We'll be right back after this break.
Look around, choose your own ground.
Do you experience anxiety on a daily basis? Do you struggle to complete tasks, feel nervous in social settings, or are you losing sleep because of anxiety, worry, or health concerns? Let me tell you about a breakthrough discovery that changed my life. My name is Kirsten, and anxiety plagued me daily. I listened to the wonderful testimonials about RNA drops and decided to use them myself, beginning gradually from just a few drops to the recommended dosage. I'm happy to report that I experienced a significant decrease of anxiety, and that was just the beginning. After you hear the incredible stories at GetMyRNA.com, you can get a free trial-sized bottle valued at $50. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, that's GetMyRNA.com for your free trial-sized bottle today. Nothing is as important as feeling good again. Supplies are limited, so visit GetMyRNA.com right now.
Or see our ad on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. RNA drops.
What would you do if you or someone that you loved was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcendence process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Nicotine, alcohol, good drugs. Coincidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this work? Thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can drive on. Because I'll tell you something, I'll be honest, man. If I were going to legalize a drug, it sure wouldn't have been alcohol. Sorry, there's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. Pot is a better drug than alcohol. Fact. Fact. Stop your internal dialogue. But Bill, alcohol's a... Shut up! You're wrong. Get over it. I'll prove it to you, man. You're at a ball game or a concert and someone's really violent and aggressive and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? They're drunk. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? Hey, hey. End of argument.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Rebecca Jernigan, and I have to say I just got a live stream notice saying that they do, their offices are in New York City, and they were affected by the by the storm. So as luck would have it, that's what we were trying to do yesterday. There's no guarantee that tomorrow it'll be better. However, we have more than one way to stream things. And so if that doesn't work tomorrow, then if they're still not back up, then we'll have to use another technique. And hopefully one of my web people will show up and we'll be able to actually forge ahead. So that's very interesting. And as I thought. So, Rebecca, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. So we were talking about the energetics around the election, but can you go into any more detail? In other words, any sort of configurations between various planetary, whether there's trine, sextile, opposition. Do you have anything going that to that detail?
I do not. I wish I did. Unfortunately, I don't. All I know is what I remember from when Nancy was on about talking about the three planets that were lined up directly over the black hole. And they are what the energetics are very similar to some past events that we've had on this, in the United States that have created some very unusual circumstances for chaos and confusion. And again, we've got a lot of different scenarios out there, Carrie, set up to where this could be just a big chaotic mess out there on Tuesday. We'll have to actually wait and see how this, really pans itself out. But sitting over a black hole is a very, very interesting kind of triangulation, so to speak, energetically, especially with these elections. And I know you hear from a lot of people that Obama's a shoo-in, and then you hear from other camps that Romney, Romney's the one that's going to take over. In this game, I think it just depends on who has the greater amount of manipulation.
Really. I'm afraid to say that I'm not running down there to vote, but that's just the way it goes. This whole game just drives me crazy. Let me say that we do have some more callers holding on
okay.
here. But in the meanwhile, before I go to that, Rebecca, is there anything that you want to talk about as far as what you're coming across? Because I know you do readings for people, and so that puts you in kind of an interesting perspective. And I was just wondering whether you're coming across anything specific to this time period that you might want to share. In other words, that more than one person is experiencing or that sort of thing.
Well, pardon me. One of the things that I have been noticing, I call it trending, where people who are talking about their first of all, there's been a lot of people that have come to me and talked to me about their ET connections or their contacts, their visitations, people's visions, people that don't normally have dreams or visions. It seems to be across the board. The other thing is, and I want to get to this tonight before we get off the air, is the wave of energy that came in that is a distortion field. It came from space, so to speak. It was a distortion field that came in that distorts the pieces of information that are coming from somebody's mouth into the ears of whoever's listening. It's a disruption in communications, and it's an energetic that showed up in people's questions and concerns during their readings have been. I talked to so-and-so about something and, this is what they said and it just doesn't make any sense. And there's just been a series of events, Carrie. I can't even begin to tell you how many series of events of people I talked to. I probably talked to 20 or 30 people a day. Not all of them are in sessions, but I talked to about 20 or 30 people a day. And this is a huge trend that has made itself known. Not only to me, but when I started talking about it, then, I heard other people talking about it as well. So I'd like to get involved in that a little bit later on in the show.
I think that's really interesting because I've been having some weird experiences myself along those lines where I think something is so clear and so obvious. And, even in writing. And I'm like going, is Mercury retrograde? Because I'm not getting this at all. What's going on here? Why, why isn't this being conveyed? Why is the person, like, totally not getting it, et cetera, et cetera? Weird stuff.
Yeah, and they're not getting it because the information is being distorted once it leaves your mouth or your hands, depending on, you know, what media you're talking about, whether you're having a physical, auditory conversation or you're having a written word. The person on the other end is receiving something entirely different than what's being spoken or written about because there's a distortion field. There's was a negative wave of energy that came through. And the point was, is it reminded me a lot of the old stories that they talk about Babylon when they mixed up the languages and how all of a sudden nobody could understand each other anymore, right?
Yeah.
It felt like similar energies. And, of course, you know, I've slept since Babylon, I'm sure, days of the Tower of Babel. But that being said, I was actually watching this unfold. Somebody called me about a concern that they had about somebody that was a great spiritual teacher and the pieces of information. And as I was viewing the incident that this person was sharing with me, I literally saw this energetic come in, and it literally like reconforms the energy so that the spoken word arrived to the people in a whole different manner than what was the intention coming from the individual. And it was extraordinary. So it's not like a person is being possessed or taken over or being whatever those other terms that you might use for that. It's the information that's coming from some of these spiritual teachers or it doesn't matter. They can be from anyone that's being distorted. So it creates this whole conglomerate, chaotic, confused mess. And so I've been telling people, if you're having a conversation, watch the person that you're speaking with, make a statement, and then watch how it arrives to the ears of that individual. If it feels like they did not hear you correctly, you have to keep restating it over and over again until you literally clear that distortion field between you and whoever is the recipient of your information.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting dynamic. And I think that I am seeing that more and more lately. There's always been sort of a tendency for that to be, in some cases, the case.
Sure.
But I think it's somehow gotten really accentuated.
It has.
That I'm constantly going, is Mercury retrograde? How can this be happening? It's way worse than normal.
It is.
And I have to say that I personally have had to, you know, I've had issues with banks, issues with, you know, money and things where people are just, you know, missing things. They're not paying attention. They're just things are dropping, weird things are dropping. And, you know, I can't say that I'm an angel in that regard, but I kind of pay a lot of attention to those kinds of things. You know, I don't really like them, so I pay a lot of attention to them.
Understood. You
know,
yeah,
because I know I'm not particularly good at them. Anyway, it's just crazy. But I'm not sure where this takes us, because what happens with that is that people begin to judge each other really severely when there's a sort of a breakdown of communication.
Right.
And the only thought I have along these lines is to say that we have to be more forgiving of, you know, the complete brainlessness, whatever, say, lack of attention to detail, the fact that people just can't seem to get it together. I mean, I write to people and I'll ask them, if you put, and I've always noticed this to be the case, but it's even worse now. If you put two questions in an email, invariably people answer only one of them. It's a fascinating dynamic. And I've observed it for quite some time. And I have to say that it's getting worse. So now, if you put, you know, a whole question in there, they only relate to half of it. I mean, it's just like, what? You know, did you hear what I asked you? It's like they almost think you're having another conversation offline, you know, like telepathic or something. So they don't bother to answer the whole thing. It's crazy.
It is. They get disconnected from their own thought process in the answering of the question. That's part of the distortion field, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I guess we're going to go to a break. We'll come back at the top of the hour, and we will try to get to those phone calls for sure. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some truth now.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long, where they tell you what to believe all day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah, you know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No rules.
No rules.
No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
America.
Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Our hero claims a warrior's heart. I tell you, the dragonborn comes with a voice wielding power of the ancient Lord Earth. Believe, believe, the dragonborn.
Okay, this is Carrie Caskey, Project
Beware, beware, the dragonborn comes.
Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Rebecca Jernigan about the State of the Union, so to speak, and the rest of the world as well. Rebecca, are you still there?
I am, dear. Thank you.
Okay, very good. We have, I believe, a couple callers, but I'll check on that in just a minute. I've got somebody asking a question here. I don't know if you heard my show. It's now, I think it's actually been 2 weeks since my last show, that in which I had T-Man from the White Hats on my show, and we also put out a transcript of that sort of show. Someone's asking what's an update from them, and to be honest, I just don't know. Since that time, from what I understand, that they might have been threatened with when they announced 48 was coming out, et cetera, they had very good information. So I'm not sure where that's going or what has happened. I just know that there's been some kind of interference happen with regard to that. I'm hoping they'll come out with something myself as far as some kind of statement to let people know what's going on. It's, I mean, behind the scenes, I don't even think people really fully realize, and I get stuff, you know, back channel all the time. So I'm a bit more aware of what's going on, but there are battles going on right now, very much here in the United States, behind the scenes. There are arrests going on. Some people are being arrested from what I understand. I'm hearing stories of ships off coastlines, et cetera, et cetera. It may be that apparently your Hurricane Sandy was tracked as a drill back in 1997, and it was based on a real hurricane that happened in 1938 going along the same path or something similar. But then since then, it was also augmented, as people have demonstrated, by harp signatures, et cetera. And I think, I forget who was it that said, that there was a sort of a dumping of some kind of chemical in that hurricane. In other words, who knows why they had to create a hurricane to dump a chemical. They've certainly been dumping tons of chemicals via chemtrails. But apparently, and I put the link on my blog, so if you want to listen to the woman who shows you and kind of tracks the hurricane from when it was quite small and off the coast to when it goes north and all of that, and basically shows you where they're dumping something, and then the hurricane is actually gaining some kind of momentum, so they're also escalating it. So, I mean, this is a whole dynamic, and obviously there's a huge population that has no idea this sort of thing is going on. What they're dumping, why they're dumping what they're dumping, these are huge questions, and this is the kind of thing that it takes a whistleblower to answer. Any thoughts, Rebecca?
You know, I have to tell you is that in my normal working day, so to speak, I run across a lot of people who had a lot of theories on this, on what happened with Sandy. But before this hurricane actually came in, I was having experiences about what I call it's a new upgraded kind of nanotechnology that carries different disruptors. We're going to use it that way, whether you want to call them viral or technological or energetic. I think it's a little bit of everything. It's a it's kind of biological warfare on some level, Carrie. And I was getting this information that there was this sitting out there, and I kept looking up at the skies going, okay, so when's that going to happen? And literally, just about, I would say, 48 hours before the announcement that there was a Hurricane Sandy building, it was like everybody across the country was talking about how they have been chemtrailed. And that was what part of the visionary pieces of information that came in was, then the aftermath comes in, is that here's now all of a sudden people talking about that, which I've seen. And then you go in and you see where this Sandy thing has been controlled and manipulated. If you get to learn how to be very energetically sensitive, you can tell when these mass events are going to be taking place. And, you know, I did know that something was going to take place. I just didn't realize it was going to take place in the hurricane named Sandy. I just knew that this was coming in. I wasn't sure how they were doing it, because the chemtrails were just absolutely horrific all across this country for a couple of days prior to Sandy really building up. And I want people to kind of turn back the hands of time and see if they didn't get some of that themselves, looking up in the sky or other people talking about how they were just chemtrailed really, really heavy. Because we hadn't had any for at least a month. We were chemtrail free. There was nothing going on in the skies. And then all of a sudden, it was just this massive dose. And it just went from literally seaboard to seaboard and north to south and everything in between. So
yeah,
so there's also some new stuff that they've brought in, and you know, they're working with whoever they are working with some beings that really don't have the human race in the top of their ball game as being, you know, our champions, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. Okay, what I'm going to do is go and take one of the callers here and see if we can see what they have to say about the current situation themselves, if they have a question. Area code 614, you're on the air with Rebecca Jernigan and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Rebecca and Carrie.
Hello.
I just wanted to ask some questions about, well, you already answered one, was I wanted to know if there were any reports coming back from T-Man that you could talk about. And watching from the contacts that through the network of people I'm working around there, we have a lot of questions about how things are panning out with a possible shift in the financial system. There have been many efforts to work towards an asset-based economy in the U.S., and they seem to have been thwarted a lot, and efforts to bring funds out that could back large-scale projects, humanitarian-scale projects, have been continually delayed and thwarted. And it's really confusing to look at the whole picture and make any sense of it. Carrie, it seems like you're in one of the better positions to give maybe some insights as to, like, what's happening on the overall scene, because it seems as though there are very conflicting interests. You have the Iraqi dinar that should have looked like it would have revalued, but right, that there were interests that needed to be taken out of power. I mean, the only thing that I can see is that they've needed to be taken out of power before it would revalue. Otherwise, they would just be given a huge revitalization of their efforts. That's making sense.
I mean, that's the one way of looking at it. I mean, I can say that what I'm getting right now is that a lot of things are on hold before the election. But there are obviously things afoot, because the arrest of this admiral, that wasn't like an idle act. In other words, what, according to the article, and I don't think that they can obfuscate this much, they're basically saying that, you know, there are a number of officers and a number of people in military organizations being questioned, being arrested, so on and so forth. What they're really doing and what that's really about is it's not being shared with us. And I just hate to say that, but it's the case. I do know that the White Hats were their situation was interrupted. I don't know if they're going to get back online in the same configuration they've had. I also know that that involved the Iraqi dinar and the global settlements, that somehow those things were wrapped in together. There may be an operation underfoot even in the United States as we speak. Certain groups are getting very restless, and obviously they're sort of jumping the gun. And then we've got, I don't know if anyone listened to our UFO Wars and nanotech and the AI, the part two that we had just the other night. That was like, I think,
that was fantastic.
Night. And that was a stunning event, I have to say. Anthony Sanchez and David Griffin really stepped up to the plate with some fabulous information. We're trying to get it ready for streaming. Tommy got sick. Seems like he might have been targeted during that event or something, because right after that he took sick. And unfortunately, that interrupts our progress in getting the thing out there for people to purchase after the fact. But it is, you know, very, very good, vital information having to do also with both what's, you know, the two arenas, which is the Pacific on the one hand and the Atlantic on the other. And I am looking at the idea here that the United States is actually being hit from both sides. And I'm finding that very, very interesting. In other words, what happened was first we had a 7.7, which they downgraded to like a 6.4. But the bottom line is it was a 7.7 in Canada, in Vancouver initially, or in that area, general area. And then a so-called tsunami warning that went all through the night in Hawaii and never materialized into much. As it happened, the 7.7, from what I heard, there were no injuries and there was no destruction, which was an interesting kind of an earthquake to have such a large earthquake and not to have much damage. Had that happened in L.A., I can assure you that would be a whole different scenario. So you've got that going on the West Coast, and then you've got on the East Coast, of course, this materialization of Hurricane Sandy. In other words, it's almost like the U.S. is being bombarded, and then on top of it, you've got this Gulf thing that's going on that that David Griffin had been talking about, which has to do with this nano oil, black oil, which has nano capabilities or even is composed of nano. So there's something going on. I mean, we're really getting an onslaught. It's really intensifying. I encourage people to listen to UFO Wars as soon as we get it up. Stay tuned to the Camelot site for the stream and purchase it. We need money right now, by the way. Camelot is really operating on a deficit. I've had to fly Tommy over here. I didn't have enough funds to do that, so I'm having to pay off my credit card in order to pay for his flight. The Pythagoras conference, I laid out money for that flight. Someone suggested I could go try to sell those flights, sell the flight I didn't use on some kind of website, and maybe I'll try to do that. But anyway, in answer to your question, Mark, I just want to say, you know, those are some of the things going on. It's there is something afoot right now. I know that I just got a message earlier today. I forget his name. In fact, I'm going to look and see. Oh, Lindsay Williams is supposedly on the warpath about something, a dire warning, etc. You know, I don't like to buy into this stuff, but it is interesting that that's going on simultaneously. So I don't know what Lindsay is hearing. Someone sent me a link, so I can try to post that on the blog and follow that through too.
So I'd like to feed in some data points and see if you have any, if you can make some sense of some things, because I don't hear people talking about some of the things that I'm hearing. One is that there are huge resources on the in-ground assets in the United States.
Sure.
Both in oil, gold, palladium, platinum, rare earth, some of the world's largest deposits. Now, that isn't something there have been efforts to say, why don't we have a currency, have the currency backed, move away from the Fed currency and move into a U.S.-backed currency rather than, but you don't even hear that being discussed. And I'm not talking about mainstream, of course not there, but why aren't we hearing anything like that in this sphere? Because all we're really hearing about is the only option is for the Chinese to come in with, you know, it's like, it really seems like there's a, and I don't have a strong feeling about the Chinese, except I do have connections with the Chinese, and there's, it's very strange. There's the monetary system, the trading platforms are quite strong, still going quite strong, and they're acting like there's nothing, no risk to that ever changing at the highest levels. But you try to get MTNs through anything like that right now, it's there are many blocks and on a low level, but at the highest levels they're still happening. It's not but it's only at certain levels, and it seems as though there's a move away from the US dollar in some areas. And
there's no doubt whatsoever that my understanding was that the Chinese were, in essence, sort of offering a deal. It was kind of like a velvet glove type of approach,
yeah.
Which was that they were going to fund the reval of the dinar on the one hand, and also the global settlements. But on the other hand, they wanted the Chinese currency to become the reserve currency. And that's, you know, no one is saying that in black and white. I mean, but that's what I got after reading everything that I've read and listening to people talk about it. And that seems like a no-brainer to me, that they're not offering something just because they're good guys. Hello.
Yeah.
So that's an issue. You know what, Mark, at this time, I want to move on to the next caller and give some people, other people a chance. Believe it or not, we're going to another break. I can't believe we're just like zooming through the show. It's crazy. But thank you very much for calling and for your good questions.
Yeah, that's all right.
That was very, very helpful.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live On air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Wadia will remain a dictatorship. Or be quiet.
Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship.
You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth.
You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Rebecca Jernigan. So, Rebecca, in light of what's going on, did you have some more things that you wanted to sort of talk about? We have about a half hour left in the show.
It just went by really fast, didn't it? You know, and I say that during my own shows. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just like, you know, incredible. We really are in a kind of a time warpy type of situation, and time has no relevance anymore as far as keeping track of it, at least for a lot of the population, not for everyone, but for a lot of the population. And, you know, I honestly have been saying for a while now, you know, this weird is the new norm. It really is. You know, we have to redefine what normal means because, you know, we're creating normal. Normal is and we haven't grown into it yet, Carrie, you know. But, you know, along the lines of what's going on in this country and certainly globally, you know, I have to tell people, and I hope that they take this to heart, is that we really do need to learn to be more understanding, more patient, less judgmental, less critical of others. I'm always amazed, especially like in the chat boxes during the show, I have guests that come on just like, you know, I'm a guest of yours tonight. And people make some of the most horrific comments about the guests or about the topics. And you have to ask yourself, so why are they even listening? You know? And you're wondering, what is the point of that? And so for those of you who are in chat boxes or who are listening to people that you don't really like, you know, for heaven's sakes, turn it off.
Get go out of here.
Yeah, go. And, you know, I'm not in your chat box, so I don't know what's going on. I'm making this as kind of a general statement. But, you know, that holds truth in anything. You know, if you get tired of going to a restaurant and get treated terribly, why go? You know, don't set yourself up for adding, you know, more tension, more negativity. My goodness, there is so much of it in this world today. And it's really simple for us to kind of retrain ourselves into a different way of being. It isn't all that difficult if we say, well, look at me, I'm being all, you know, negative, or I'm being PO'd, or this person is irritating me. Well, then, you know, by all means, disconnect from that situation, whatever it is. Just disconnect from it. Find something that makes you happy or makes you joyful. And if you haven't discovered that, that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, and it'll make you a better person in the long run.
Yes, even you don't have to, and it's not like everybody has to agree with each other. Oh, heaven's sakes, would that be boring?
Right.
It'd be so boring. What would be the point of that? Everybody agreeing with everybody, and we wouldn't have nothing to talk about, would we?
This is true, but, you know, a little more tolerance would be nice. I agree that, you know, hanging out where you're sort of in, if things are really in a bad way, you have to change something. And it's a sign of true craziness if you continue doing the same thing and expects
a different outcome. Exactly.
So, as they say. So, anyway, now I've got somebody who is in the chat, speaking of chat, asking about this this $43 trillion lawsuit. And the idea that the CNBC, senior VP executive, two children were murdered right after that lawsuit was posted online. It was also taken down a lot. I had it up there. I believe I might have posted it on my blog. I know I posted it certain places. And someone who actually, he made a copy of it. And so the copy is out there, too. So I know there are lots of copies of it. But to be honest, I don't know the status on that lawsuit, so I can't really say much. You know, it may be worth pursuing and finding out more about that. As far as the kids being murdered, again, I don't know that story well enough to be able to really address it. Did you hear anything about that?
You know, I have heard a little bit about it, and I will tell you as much as that I can in a very generalized way is that there is some connection there. And that particular rabbit hole goes down into some places that I actually prefer not to go, especially when we're dealing with the ritualistic children being killed and you know what all that energetic is. That just absolutely makes me physically ill, Carrie, to look at that and to touch it. And it's not that I ignore it. It's just that I actually have to put myself into a kind of a frame of mind, so to speak, in order to go down that rabbit hole. But there is connection there. But I haven't heard anything more other than the original article that was posted, and that's because there's a huge clampdown on that, obviously.
Sure. Well, I mean, this would also relate, I'm sure, to the money that the White Hats have been tracking down. I mean, there are incredible amounts of things going on of this nature. And I don't know specifics here. If somebody wants to call in that does know some specifics, we can certainly look for their call on the call-in lines and take, you know, and get some information that way. But at the moment, I don't have any specific information. Actually, I've got somebody who was wondering about Bill Calder And I want to say he wrote a book called A Throne Awaits about a write-in candidate for the president. And he writes under a pseudonym. So his writing name is Michael Lindsay, if I recall correctly. But I think you can just search under the name of the book on Amazon and you should be able to find it. And so just FYI on that. The LIBOR thing, that's another thing about, someone is asking about the LIBOR scandal. And that's interesting to me because it surfaced, but it's, nothing has really come out substantially in that regard. And I believe that the Aurora killings, of course, were very much aimed at the father who was working for this organization and writing software programs that could track down the LIBOR, the individuals involved in the LIBOR scandal, and therefore they attacked the son, and so it goes. So there's a lot more to that. There's a lot of ritualistic things going on with that. Let me see if I can take this caller, area code 715. You're on the air with Rebecca Jernigan and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Rebecca. Thank you. Hello. Thank you for an absolutely fabulous show. I'm sorry you had such a strange day, Carrie, I understand. But it has resulted in an absolutely fabulous show. And Rebecca, thank you so much for the information about the distortion field. That explains a lot about how I communicate, you know, with words of one syllable or less. And where did you get that? I don't know. I only had one comment to make. So I've been on hold here for about an hour and listened to you, Carrie, talking about is Mercury retrograde. And the reason I called is because in addition to all this craziness around the election, Mercury goes retrograde on election day. The last time that happened was in the year 2000 with the Gore-Bush election. With the black hole and various other things going on, I thought that could make it more interesting. But I thought that was...
No doubt about it.
Interesting. Thank you for that reminder. I knew there was some other information I'd forgotten. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's all I had to say. But thank you. This has been an absolutely fabulous conversation. And thank you so much for this distortion field information, Rebecca, because that explains a lot.
You're very welcome. Thank you, my dear. I appreciate that.
Okay. You take care. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, God.
A word
to the wise there, right?
Yeah.
We've got one more caller here. Caller, I can't even say where you, it looks like you might be calling from Hawaii, so go right ahead.
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm just trying to listen, but it doesn't let you just listen, and I could only call. I love you, Carrie. I love you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Carry on whatever you're doing. If there's some way I can just, I tried going in through the computer, but I couldn't get in, so I'm just trying to listen.
I'll put you back on mute, and you can just hang out there, and no worries.
Thank you, Carrie.
Beautiful.
Okay, take care. So Rebecca, the stage is yours, so to speak.
Well,
is there anything you want to run with while we're, you know, while we have the time?
I do. And some of the topics and, you know, I have to remind people, you know, I'm not cerebral. I'm mostly in a kind of a different space. It doesn't make me flaky. Well, I'm not saying that. Sometimes it does, but most of the time I'm not real flaky. I bring, the kind of quantumness, if you will, and the metaphysics and all of that into this dimensional reality, because that's where I'm at. This is where I am at. This is where everyone's at. We've all agreed to be here, et cetera, and so forth. But for years I've had visions and information, and it just piles in and piles in and piles in, and And, you know, my Ignite experiences have brought an extreme amount of information, and this information is what I've used to build on my own understanding, being able to look at situations from a way different perspective than, you know, the way that we were all actually raised. Things are nothing like we think they are, which gets me to my next topic very briefly. I'm going to do a little plug-in for myself here, which is a rarity for me, but I will do this nonetheless. I just republished a book that I had done based off some classes that I had taught back in the early 90s and continued teaching them. I mean, I actually built the workshop and the workbooks, and I did all of that back in the 90s. It's called Tarot, The Intuitive Approach. The reason for the book was not to, and the classes was not to make people tarot card readers. What they were is it's a workshop developed that I developed to help people expand on their psychic abilities, how to learn how to trust their own intuition, how to tap into that quantum field, the unified field, the collective consciousness, whatever it is that people want to talk about. I am also doing an online workshop coming up November 10th and 11th. It's based around this book. You can get all of that information on my website, JourneysWithRebecca.com. Look at the store link and then look at the classes and events link. Because it's, again, it's not about teaching people how to read the tarot. It's about symbology. It's very deep. It's psychological as well as esoteric and metaphysical. It combines a lot of different levels of awareness for people. So I hope that people will join me on the 10th and 11th. It's a two-day workshop that I'm presenting. Ought to be fun. And I'm finishing up my first book in a set of trilogy, and it is The Great Revealing is the name of the series of the books. The first one should be out probably within the next few weeks. So I will be making that announcement very soon. And it's based on the uncovering of and from the perspective of what I've been given all of my life. I'm not going into my life story here. But through the connection that I've had with my guides, the extraterrestrials, the star peoples, the angelic realm, I've communed with them all. I'm what I call a spirit communicator. And there's been a ton of information that has come forward, and these are all done in sessions because I don't type well. I write okay. I've got great spelling skills, things like that. But I lose translation from my mind to my hand to get anything on paper. So this has all been done with the help of some very good friends of mine in an audio format that they have taken the audio portions of this and have now been transcribing it onto paper. So there's a ton of information that's in this book called The Great Revealing on topics from everything to everything, natural healing, the wars, genetic DNA, multidimensionality, you name it. It's all in there. And it's just a smattering. This first book is kind of an introduction to many, many different topics. And the books after that will be The Great Revealing, and then they'll be specified. One of them will be, the next one will be under The Construct, which is the idea of the natural matrix that we call the stuff that we're all made of. Some people call it the grid lines. It is the natural energies, and the construct is that which is what we call the hologram or the programming. There's many layers and levels to all of it. So I just want to let people know about that. Wow, we're already at another break. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no, thank you, Rebecca. And that's great to hear. And, you know, I'm sure people appreciate finding out about your books, and be sure to send us a link to all of that stuff and any kind of blurbs you'd like. And we are doing a new thing. We're putting things in our store, and we'll be right back to continue this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you experience anxiety on a daily basis? Do you struggle to complete tasks, feel nervous in social settings, or are you losing sleep because of anxiety, worry, or health concerns? Let me tell you about a breakthrough discovery that changed my life. My name is Kirsten, and anxiety plagued me daily. I listened to the wonderful testimonials about RNA drops and decided to use them myself, beginning gradually from just a few drops to the recommended dosage. I'm happy to report that I experienced a significant decrease of anxiety, and that was just the beginning. After you hear the incredible stories at GetMyRNA.com, you can get a free trial-sized bottle valued at $50. Just pay shipping and handling. Again, that's GetMyRNA.com for your free trial-sized bottle today. Nothing is as important as feeling good again. Supplies are limited, so visit GetMyRNA.com right now.
Or see our ad on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. RNA drops.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
On election day, I stay home. I don't vote. I don't vote. Two reasons I don't vote. First of all, it's meaningless. This country was bought and sold and paid for a long time ago. They shuffle around every 4 years. Doesn't mean anything. And secondly, I don't vote because I believe if you vote, you have no right to complain. People like to twist that around, I know. They say, well, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain. But where's the logic in that? If you vote and you elect dishonest, incompetent people, and they get into office and screw everything up, well, you are responsible for what they have done. You caused the problem. You voted them in. You have no right to complain. I, on the other hand, who did not vote, who, in fact, did not even leave the House on election day, am in no way responsible for what these people have done and have every right to complain as loud as I want about the mess you created that I had nothing to do with.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the middle chamber of Prayer X on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and someone just sent me a really bizarre thing. Wow. Okay, apparently the Huffington Post is saying that the superstorm Sandy was caused by Iranian secret engineering with the help of the brave lions of Syria. Really bizarre. There's no doubt that there was, engineering of the storm, but I'm sorry, I don't think that the Iranians can claim credit, although perhaps it's part of the weather war going on that behind our backs. Somehow, I don't believe it, though. I don't know, it's just not ringing right with me. How do you feel, Rebecca? You're a good intuitive. Can you believe that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. I had my mic muted. I didn't realize I pushed my button.
Good. I was just wondering if I was talking to myself or on the air even.
Yeah, I know. I love when I do stuff like that, or my guests do as well. So, yes, I'm... listen, we've been bombarded with weather manipulation for, you know, a long, long time now. And, you know, what they're saying here with this, it's what they're doing is because they know that the people know what the truth is. So there's got to be a story here, right? So that we can blame somebody that because they want to use somebody else's scapegoat. What is the ultimate goal here is that all of these governments and all of these officials and all of these people are just moving chess pieces around, and it creates a state of confusion and chaos for the general public worldwide. So nobody trusts anybody. So that nobody knows what's really going on. It's all about convoluting and contorting the truth. And, you know, frankly, Carrie, when I look at this, as enormous as this whole situation is, I don't really think that anybody, honestly, in these game players, I'm going to use that term, really know what their own truth is. Because they've been told so many lies, and they try to concoct so many lies, and they try to send out so much disinformation, and they're being lied to. Right. Do you suppose that anybody really knows? This is just the most ridiculous, ridiculous, emotionally immature game at such a high price for humanity. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
Well, yes, I have to. I agree with you there. I think it's being picked up by a lot of very what you might say emotionally immature individuals and mentally immature as well, because their sort of ability to discern is not great. But beyond that, you've got some very dark forces at work here. So, yes. And those cannot be underestimated. And that is what we're dealing with. And so I have to say that it really is, it requires people to be on their feet, to be in good physical condition. I know that this is something I talk about, but I really have to stress it. You know, we are responsible for who we are in the end. You can say you're manipulated, you can say you're implanted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Even chemtrailed, you name it. But in the end, you know, you're here, a spirit in a physical body. And so you're a spirit first, a physical body second. You are master of your own destiny, ultimately. And if you've chosen to experience certain things, you've come here because you wanted to experience the imbalances, et cetera, the inequalities, you name it, you've got it here in spades. It's what you do with it that matters. It's actually, after a while, it's got to be a deeper understanding for individuals.
That's right.
And then it's, like I said, it's really what you do with it. So you just can't sit there and mire in it, wallow in it. It really requires you to take your own actions. And once you do that, I have to say, depending on those actions, depending on what they are, it can be a very purifying sort of fire that you go through. And it doesn't mean it's going to fix everything for everyone, including yourself. But what matters is that you do that you strike out and sort of shoot your arrow, you know, sort of in the Sagittarian sort of act, you know, sort of concept of that. And really aim for something. And aim for something that matters to you and take a stand. This is what matters. It's the people that are playing double games that are, you know, there are so many amazing people. I interview, and you do the same thing, I know. We interview some amazing people, do we not? And people that are doing wonderful things for humanity on a daily basis.
Yes, exactly. And so, that's what we have to understand. That's what I want people to take away from this show, if they take nothing else away from that, Carrie, is that there are people out there that have this absolutely fantastic information. What are you going to do with it? And for me, for me, by interviewing all these wonderful people, having connections with it, with as many people as I do, I'm going to tell you what, my life has been so enriched, and I know so much more than I ever could have thought I would know. And I realize how little I know in all of that. But every piece of my puzzle that I put together strengthens me, strengthens my resolve. It strengthens the idea and the premise of going forward, of assisting people, finding that compassion, finding that level of truth, finding that resonance field, and learning to be less judgmental, less biased, less prejudiced, bringing a higher frequency and a vibration, not only to myself, but hopefully in my little local universe here, in my space, I create that wherever I go.
Absolutely. And the ripples go out from there. Each individual can create more ripples, and then they unify, and you have exactly what you're talking about, a resonant field. And that is what we're going to be creating in on the Giza Plateau as well. I think we're going to be so lucky to have you there, and I'm going to try to take a couple last-minute calls here.
Okay.
And see what the people listening have to say. Area code 815, you're on the air.
Hey, Carrie. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, I got some information about that, CNBC executive murder of his children.
Okay.
It was tragic. But what I read is that there was a next-door neighbor that witnessed him screaming, and that around 5:30 p.m., and what I read, I thought she said she heard someone scream, "My God, you slit her throat." And in fact, if it was the nanny doing these murders, then it would lead us to believe that it was one of the children who screamed that. But, you know, that's what, you know, it sounds like a loud scream to be heard by a neighbor, a frantic. It would sound like an adult scream.
I appreciate the graphic description, but what I'd like to hear is, first of all, where did you get this information? Do you know?
I was reading an article on, I think Orion Radio had a link to an article, or was it on Drudge? I was on Drudge, too.
I see. So Drudge is one of those companies.
They had also linked.
I'm actually kind of surprised that the Drudge Report would be covering this story. I thought it kind of went out from under the sort of notice of the mainstream, and the Drudge Report really stays in the mainstream. People that are listening, if you're familiar with Matt Drudge and the Drudge Report, you take a look over there. We can look for a link over there. Caller, and thank you for that. So what is your point? And I mean, I know you're talking about who screams, but what is the point? Are you saying that that somebody was?
I think it was the nanny herself that made that scream, an adult screaming. And I'm worried about this witness next door. If she was reported of saying that, now I'm worried about this witness here, the next door neighbor that might be disappeared next. If this is this big. I mean, according to the Wall Street Journal, I thought the indictment named several people in the Obama administration cabinet, right?
Okay, so you're saying the $43 million lawsuit is now being covered on Wall Street Journal as well?
Right. I think that's what's the link, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Okay. Well, I encourage everyone listening to follow that out, and we'll sort of get down to the bottom of all of this, and thank you, caller. Appreciate it.
All right, Carrie. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was very interesting. I didn't know the Wall Street Journal is covering this $43 trillion lawsuit story. If indeed they are, then we should be able to get an article. If anyone is out there and can do some investigating, we need articles from the Drudge Report and the Wall Street Journal. Please do send them to me if you do come across them. I will be interested, and I will post the links on my blog. We do have another caller, area code 310. You're on the air with Rebecca Jernigan and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi. I wanted to get both of your opinions on if you have any a false flag alien invasion this year or next year, perhaps. And
well,
that's what I want to ask.
Personally, myself, I don't think it's off the table.
Okay, incredible that we, I can't believe we have, we're like at the end of the show. This is so crazy. Thank you, caller, for the good question.
Yeah.
I wish we had more time to answer it in. I agree that this is probably something that is going to probably show up in one form or another. It may be sort of happening as we speak anyway, with some of the revelations of, for example, Gord Duff on Veterans Day. Rebecca, why don't you give out your website, and that's all we got time for.
Thank you, Carrie. It's journeyswithrebecca.com, and I'm on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. I hope that you guys will tune into the show and visit the website. Carrie, thank you. It's been a delight.
Oh, absolutely. Same here, and you take care.
Thank you, honey. Bye.
Bye.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spray the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
What would you do if you or someone that you love was faced with a life-threatening illness? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, co-host of Transcension Radio on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In 2008, I lost everything because of chronic illness, my home, a bankruptcy, even my marriage. A miracle happened in 2009. I discovered ION, and I was introduced to the RNA drops. Within a few short months, the nightmare of chronic fatigue, Lyme's disease, and PTSD was a faded memory. Today, people all over the world have reported incredible testimonials about their transcension process, and I invite you to listen and join us live on air every Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Transcension airs live. You can listen to the archives or tell someone that you love, maybe even the person sitting in your chair right now, that science fiction has become virtual reality at Transcension Radio. Take your power back and join us every Saturday at Transcension Radio.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.